Jamie Fieldhouse, the Court of Champions. We'll turn it over to Troy Matz with our starting lineups here from the Court of Champions at Just a Game Fieldhouse.
And the Blair Taylor Wildcats. At this time, let's introduce the starting lineups. First for Royal, a senior number 12, Ben Cernicki. Junior number 20, Trey Wiles. Senior number 22, Carter Olson. Senior number 34, Carter Uppada. Senior number 43, Landon Lipke. Head coach for the Panthers, Scott Uppada. Now for the Blair Taylor Wildcats. A senior number 3, Ethan Nicely. Senior number 21, Tavian Schrabeck. Junior 25, CJ Dollar. Senior number 31, Hunter Wagner. Senior number 35, Ryan Ollendorf. Head coach, Randy Storley. We wish the best of luck to both teams.
All right, the starters have been announced. The officials are Nick Needs, Dean Oscar, Tim Niergartner. It'll be Lipke and Tavian make it Ryan Ollendorf to tip things off here. Royal in their black jerseys, gold letter and gold number and gold trim. Royal written across the chest of the jerseys. Blair Taylor in their home white uniforms here on this neutral site. Blue letter and blue number and blue trim. Wildcats written across the chest of their jersey. Lipke tips it in the hands of Blair Taylor and CJ Dummer. Blair Taylor will have first opportunity to score in this one. Schrammick up top, feeds it over to the right wing to Ollendorf. Make it Dummer. Over to the left side, Schrammick gets it down low. Nisley had it knocked away by Olsen in the hands of Lipke. Number 1 versus number 9. Top 10 ranked matchup in Division 5 here this afternoon from the Dells. Olsen over to Wild's left wing. He'll jack the 3. It's off the side of the rim. No. Olsen offensive rebound. Kicks out Cernicki. Cernicki in the lane, flipping it up left hand around the rim. No good. Got his own rebound. Gets to the Lipke left wing. Lipke had his pass knocked away. Now zips it over to Olsen right wing. Up top to Trey over to Lipke left wing. Lipke down with Olsen. Olsen feeds it. Lipke left of the circle. 3. No good. Offensive rebound. Up and it goes up. Off the backboard and in. Fourth, fifth chance the charm for Royal. They lead it 2-0 just over a minute in first half. Back the other way, Blair Taylor. Blair Taylor, left wing, working with it. And nearly losing control of the basketball as Hunter Wagner able to get it. Up top to Ollendorf. Ollendorf going to drive to the rim uncontested, but he left it short, no good. Lipke the rebound. Up ahead of right sideline, up and up. Up and up, bounce it to Cernicki at right corner. Skips over Olsen. He'll take the left wing 3, and it's nothing but net from Carter Olsen. He can hit that, and he splashes it down right there. It's 5-0 Royal. Net quite 2 minutes in first half. Into the front court, Nisley, a 1,000-point score for the Wildcats. Kicks out to Schrammick, drives to the elbow, dishes it back to Nisley, left wing. Nisley, left of the circle, driving, getting by Cernicki to the right, left it short, no good though. Cernicki the rebound, back the other way, feeds up on the right sideline, into the front court. Up and on the baseline, gives it to Trey, right wing. Skips over Olsen, left wing, down to Lipke on the baseline in the corner. Throws it to the right wing, up and up. He'll take a 3, short, no good. Long rebound, turns out to Dummer and Blair Taylor. Up and Nisley, low on the right, goes up, and they're going to get a block on Cernicki, who was planted there for about 5 seconds, but they still get the block on him.
Foul call on number 12, and Cernicki is first.
First on Ben.
Nisley shoots 2 foul shots for Blair Taylor.
First free throw straight through for Nisley, his first. Second free throw, Nisley straight through again. 5-2 Royal. 2 minutes, 20 seconds in opening half. Wild's right wing, tosses up top Cernicki to Olsen, left of the circle. Olsen throws over right side, few hands to Wild, skips it back over to up and a left of the circle to Olsen, left corner. Thought about the three, dishes up top, Wilds. He'll take a straight on three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, Litke comes out of there with it, puts up, no. Up and an offensive rebound, reverse layup, no. But there's Litke again, up and in. Royal winning the battle on the glass so far. They lead it 7-2, not quite 3 minutes in. Schrammick left wing, a very athletic player for Blair Taylor, over into the corner to Ohlendorf. Ohlendorf circles in the lane to the rack, puts up right hand around the rim, no. Litke the rebound for Royal. In the hands of Wilds. Up ahead of right side, Olsen. Finding it, cutting Wilds to the basket, lays it up short, no good. Fighting for his own rebound, had it taken away by Ohlendorf. Outlet pass right side, Knisley. Knisley right wing, guarded by Cernicke. Blowing by him is Knisley down to the low block. Cernicke got back in good position. Got to feed it out to Schrammick, back to Knisley right wing. Knisley whips it up top, Dummer left of the wheel. Dummer drives, dishes Ohlendorf right wing. Up top, Knisley ahead of the wheel. Knisley got Wilds on the switch, blows by him to the lane. Runs it up and in. Uncontested Ethan Knisley. 7-4 Royal. Almost 4 minutes in. Olsen, right wing three. That is off the mark. Litke tried to tip it in, could not get it to go. Rebound Blair Taylor, left sideline. That is Olin Schrammick to the rack, lays it up short, no good. Up another rebound. 7-4 Royal, 13:55 to go. First half. Pass to up and a cutting down the lane, lays it up too strong, no good. Nicely the rebound, pushing back the other way. Scoops the pass to Ohlendorf, left wing. He'll pop the three for the tie, and it is good. Ryan Ohlendorf ties us up 7-7. 13:37 to go in this opening half. Up on the right side in the front court, feeds Olsen to rotating left side, Cernicke to Wilds, left corner. Wilds gets it down low, wide open is Olsen with the lay in low on the right. Olsen with five. 9-7 Royal, 13:17 to go, first half.
40. Yeah, right here.
Into the front court, Ohlendorf, head of the wheel, swings over right side, Knisley.
Yeah, right 40.
Knisley to Schrammick, over to Dummer, left of the wheel, he'll drive left of the lane to the rack, flips up too strong, no good, rebound tipped in the hands of Litke, and Royal. Up and up, up ahead to Wilds, he'll pop a left wing, open three, short, no good. Skine for the rebound, Hunter Wagner and Blair Taylor. Wagner into the front court, drops it for Schrammick. Schrammick pulls up, left elbow jumper is good, a long deuce for Tavion Schrammick. We're tied at 9, 12:39 to go first half. Up and out to Olsen, Olsen to Wilds left wing, dumps it down low, Litke turns around, puts it up and in. Low in the left block lane, and Litke now with four. Drop to you by Trey Wilds. 11-9 to Royal, 12:25 to go first half. Knisley into the front court, working on Wilds in the lane, as a kick it out right side to Dummer. Dummer to Knisley right wing, Wilds trying to guard him, blows by him. Low on the right, puts it up and in.
Knisley with a basket.
Knisley with 6 points now, ties us up at 11. 6 minutes in, first half. Wilds driving down the lane, flips up right hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Wagner and Blair Taylor. Blair Taylor a chance to get their first lead of the night. Of the afternoon, Knisley right wing. Knisley has Olsen on him now, gets it to Ohlendorf, mid post right. Working on Litke, blows by Litke, reverse layup is good. Got Litke flat footed, Ohlendorf with the lay in, 13-11 Blair Taylor. Up in the right sideline into the front court.
Way down, Braxton.
Working his way to the right wing, driving down to the baseline, throws up top, Wilds over to Litke right wing, gets it up and a right side. Up and on the wing right side, dribbles to the left side, hands off Cernicke. Cernicke to Olsen right wing, thought about the three, now finds up and a right elbow. Up and up, pulls up, right elbow fadeaway, jumper is good, Carter, up and up. Time out Royal, we're tied at 13, 11-7 to go. First half, we're back in 30.
Just the game, Dillhouse has lots of events going on here throughout the entire year. From youth tournaments to semi-professional basketball and more, head to justthegame.com. Click on the various links to explore all the great events here year-round. Thank you.
expecting a good one. Well, we are expecting a good one, hoping for a good one, and through the first nearly 7 minutes, we got a good one. We're tied at 11. Number one, Royal, number nine, Blair Taylor, and up in us, pokes it away into the hands of Wilds. Wilds in Los Angeles regathers, and now they're going to say the ball was out of bounds on the baseline. So it's a turnover to Blair Taylor. Trey's had a tough start to this one.
Hey, Trey, relax.
Coach up and telling Trey to relax. Let the game come to him. In the front court goes Nisley to the rack, and a little nickel dimer called on the floor on Royal. Goes against Seth Brandow in the game, his first. Gonna be trying to figure out how to guard Ethan Nisley for Royal on this one. Inbound pass, Dummer. Easy look at the bucket, can't get it, but Ohlendorf offensive rebound over Velasquez. Ohlendorf driving on Velasquez to the rack, flips it up, too strong, no good. Up another rebound. Pushing up ahead, Brandow left side. Brandow gets it up in the left wing. Up and in the lane, kicks it to Velasquez. Over to Brandow. Brandow left wing to Bork. Board up top, up and up. Now they rotate it, Velasquez right wing. Velasquez, bounce it down low, up and on the baseline, and feeds it up top to Brandow, high in the right corner, up in the right corner. Up and a down low, Brandow. Brandow guarded by Ohlendorf, pulls it out to the wing, feeds Velasquez up top. Over to Trey, Trey to up and a, he'll take left wing three, and it's straight through Carter up and up. 16-13, Royal, 8 minutes in first half. Dummer into the front court for Blair Taylor. Gets it to Wagner, right corner. Wagner, guarded by Wild. Flips it up top to Schrammick. Schrammick bounces it back right side. That's to Nisley. Nisley feeds it up top. CJ Dummer. Dummer, a pass to the elbow and a foul on Velasquez. Reaching in over Ohlendorf.
Foul 40, Dylan Velasquez is first.
Cernicke in for Trey.
And Cernicke back in.
Tavion Schrammick. To inbound for the Wildcats, baseline left. Bounces it in, Dummer fadeaway jumper, too strong, no good. Up another rebound. Carter pushing back the other way into the front court. Feeds Cernicke left wing, skips over Brandow on the right wing. Brandow, pass up top, up and out, rotating left side, Velasquez. Good look at three, it's too strong, no good. Long rebound and unable to secure it. Was Braxton Ford. Ford raced over there to try to gather the offensive rebound, but cannot get there in time before it skipped out of bounds. 16-13 Royal, 9:25 to go first half. Austin Thompson into the game, into the front court. Over to Schrammick. Schrammick driving in the lane. Kicks it over right side. A three-pointer is good by Hunter Wagner. 16-16, we're all tied up halfway through the first half.
Counter report, let's go.
Up and a high on the right. Up and a bounce pass, Brandow left wing. Brandow, a dribble, picks it up, feeds Bohr to right wing. Bohr to Cernicke, right corner. Ben holds left hip, gets it up top, Velasquez. Velasquez to Brandow, right wing. Brandow holds left hip, puts it on the deck, scoops past to up and a high on the left. Up and a to Bohr to right of the circle, to Velasquez, right sideline up top. Velasquez. Couple of dribbles, still with the dribble, curls to the top of the key, gets it up in a right wing, gets the defender to over pursue, puts up the three, it's good. Carter up and up. The defender over pursue and then drilled the three. 19-16 Royal, 8.5 to go in the half. Nisley the elbow, dishes back. Thompson left wing, three is good for the answer. 19-19, the score, 8:17 to go, first half. Brandow into the front court. Brandow over to Board. Board to Velasquez left wing. Velasquez a ball fake. Feet over to the right wing. Cernicke slashing the rim. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Ohlendorf and Blair Taylor. Blair Taylor trying to regather the lead. Ohlendorf behind the back. Knocked out of bounds by Velasquez. Nope. Last touch, Blair Taylor.
Blair Taylor, 25, CJ
Gummer. And
Lipke
checking in. Carter Upman will check out. With a little under 8 minutes to go in the first half, we're all tied up 19-19. Inbound pass to Braxton Board. Board into the front court. Board, head of the wheel, bounces to Velasquez left wing. Velasquez to Brandow, mid-post left. Brandow pulls it out to the wing left side, looking to make a pass, bounces Velasquez over to Cernicke right of the circle. Cernicky, a feed to Brandow, head of the wheel left, over to Braxton Board to right side. Board scoops the pass over to Velasquez, trying to feed Lipke. Ohlendorf knocked it out of bounds, make it dumber. He'll stay with Royal. Brandow to inbound in front of the Blair Taylor bench. Inbound pass to Board high on the left side. Gives it to Brandow. Brandow looking down low, doesn't have anything. Dribbles around the arc to the right side. Bounce pass, threads the needle. Cernicky kicks out Board left wing. Up top to Brandow, ball fake, and now a drive. Right lane line, kicks out Velasquez right wing. He'll pull up 17-footer right side, no good. Rebound, Austin Olsen in the game for Blair Taylor. Wildcats pushing with Dummer, feed Schrammick left wing. Schrammick working on Landon Lipke, who walls him off nicely, feed to Wagner left wing. Wagner kicks it into the corner, somehow gathered by Thompson, feed Schrammick right wing. Schrammick a toss up top, Dummer feeds it to Nisley, right of the circle. Nisley driving on Brandow, the rack flips it up, and no, but a foul. They'll get Dylan Velasquez.
What a foul.
That's his first
There's
team.
No 10 out there.
I think they got Velasquez.
Sir.
There's no 10.
Sir, who was not?
40.
What a foul, 40. Dylan Velasquez is second.
He's second. Nisley to try to give his team the lead. Fouls are 5-0 in favor of Blair Taylor. The Royals committed 5, Blair Taylor none, according to the officials.
23-1 Peyton Coronado checks in for Blair Taylor.
Peyton Burnett in for Blair Taylor. And Trey Wilds checking in for Dylan Velasquez. Second free throw good by Nisley. Blair Taylor back out in front, 21-19. Brandow into the front court. Seth Brandow to Wilds. Wilds to Board to right wing. Board throws it up top. Wilds left of the circle to Cernicky. Cernicky to Brandow right wing. Bounce pass down low and it's taken away by Nisley. Nisley weaves his way into the front court. Blair Taylor trying to extend a lead. To the rack, flipping it up errantly, and you can't award that. He's out of control and everything. You can't award that. They call a block on Royal. Nisley completely out of control. Earns a trip to the free throw line. Free throw airborne, in and out, no good. The ball doesn't lie. Second free throw coming up. I always hate when a player is completely out of control like that and they award free throws.
I took that 10 out of
there. Second free throw airborne. That one rims in. 22-19 Blair Taylor, 6:09 to go in the first half. Right wing Brandow slashing, dishing Wilds up top. Flips it back to Brandow, down to Lipke on the baseline. Pass down low, gathered by Trey, puts it up, tough shot, no. Got his own rebound, goes up and in. Put by Trey Wilds. 22-21, Blair Taylor, 5:49 to go first half. Dummer to the right wing, and it knocked away by Cernicky, who tries to save it in, but it goes to the hands of Ohlendorf. Ohlendorf bounces into the corner right side, pass down low, Nisley. Circling on Lipke, putting it up, tough shot over Lipke and in. 24-21, tough move by Nisley in the post over Lipke. A little fadeaway. Brandow bounces Olsen, Olsen to Cernicky left corner. Skips it to Wilds, right of the circle. Wilds to Olsen, right wing. Olsen skips over left side, Brandow. Brandow feed to Cernicky up top, rotating to Lipke, right wing. Lipke will skip it over Wilds, left wing. He'll pop the three and hit. Royal ties it up, 24-24. 5 minutes to go, first half. An entertaining game to start here. Ohlendorf to the top of the key. Ohlendorf. Step back, left elbow, jumper, short, no good. Schrammick will save it off of Olsen out of bounds and preserve the possession for Blair Taylor. Schrammick's got a fastball on the baseball field. He threw a fastball off of Olsen there. Olsen's okay, he's a tough kid. 4:50 to play, first half, 24-24 the score. Schrammick baseline left to inbound, bounces it in. Dummer, mid-range jumper, no good. Cernicki the rebound for Royal. Royal trying to re-garner the lead here. Cernicki feeds Wilds left wing. He'll pop another three, and it's good again. Trey for Trey. 27-24 Royal, 4:35 to go here in this first half. Schrammick, head of the wheel. Scoops the pass to Dummer, right wing. Dummer trying to hand it off, can't do so. Now puts it on the deck, hands off Schrammick, right wing. Thought about the three. Now driving on Olsen out of the baseline, walled off, looks to Nisely, right wing. Nisely is Carter up and on him. Nisely working on up and up. Down a low block, walled off, feeds Ohlendorf up top. Ohlendorf feeds it up top, head of the wheel, Dummer. Dummer, head down to the elbow, walled off, gets it to Nisely, right wing. Nisely driving in the lane, walled off again by up and up. Feeds out from the left wing. Driving Dummer in the lane, flipping up, two hands too strong, no good. And the rebound, a strong rebound by Cernicki. Cernicki bounces up and up, down the lane, feeds Lipke, two-handed slam. Landon Lipke on the feed by up and up, no timeout yet. Royal by five, 29-24. Feed from up and up, the two-handed slam by Lipke, he's locked in now. Feed over to the left side, working with it is Schrammick. Schrammick to the left elbow, pulls it back, hands it off. They get it over to Ohlendorf, in the lane goes Ohlendorf. Flips up, tough shot, Wild no good. Wild's the rebound and a foul on Ohlendorf. And Royal, I think they're woken up now. If they weren't already, they definitely are now.
First
foul on Blair Taylor. First on Ohlendorf. Up and trying to lock down Nisely. Timeout now by Blair Taylor. We'll take one as well. 3:23 to go. First half. 29-24 Royal.
Retail store. You're adjusting in goods. Loaded with sports apparel and items featuring all of your favorite teams. Check it out today at Adjust the Game Retail Store.
Picked up a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Welcome back. Royal playing with a little momentum all of a sudden. They lead it 29-24. It's picked up on both sides of the court for the Panthers here. Into the front court, Carter up and up, feeds it to Cernicki left wing. Cernicki skip pass right side, Wilds. He'll take another three. Can he stay hot? That one's a little too strong. No good. Dummer the long rebound. Dummer pushing back for Blair Taylor to the rack. Flips it up around the rim. No good. Strong rebound by Wilds, who's followed by Nisely. Reaching in, trying to get the rebound. The first on Nisely, second on Blair Taylor. Nisely pleading his case to the officials. 3:06 to play, first half, 29-24 Royal. Wilds, Upena, Cernicki, Olsen, Lipke starters on the court for the Panthers. Upena into the front court. Blair Taylor in that tough man-to-man defense. Under Coach Storley, a longtime head coach at Blair Taylor. Lipke, right corner, feeds it up top to Olsen. Olsen bounced it over. They rotate it to the left side, Wilds. Wilds feeds up and ahead of the wheel. Gets to the top of the key, puts on a three, and it's good. There's a three or a long two, they say it's a three. 32-24 Royal, driving, spinning, putting up a tough shot. Schrammick too strong, no good. Cernicki the rebound. Cernicki into the front court, feeds Olsen right sideline, bounces Lipke, finding Cernicki alone the right, spins, puts it up and in left hand, down Cernicki. Royal by 10, just like that, 2:17 to go. I always said Royal has that second gear, they find a way to turn it up a little bit. Royal, I believe it's a 13-0 run they're on. Nisely hands off Schrammick left wing. He'll slice, dish, Dummer. Dummer refeeds Schrammick. Over to the right side, Ohlendorf. Ohlendorf A ball fake, now trying to drive, spins right elbow, getting by Lipke, who's going to be called for a foul, and probably prevented an easy bucket. In fact, it did.
Second
on Lipke. Team sixth.
Yeah, right here, three.
Brandow going to check in, I think, for Lipke. One of the smallest guys on the court checks in for the biggest guy on the court. The Royal will go small for the most part here. Tramick bounced in, knocked away out of bounds by Upena on the baseline. They tried to feed Dummer on the right lane line. And 51 to go, first half. Royal leads at 34-24. Inbound pass, Nisley at right corner. He'll slash in the lane, lost the handle. Picked up by Cernicki. Cernicki up and up and up. Up and up. Feeding Brandon low and left. Hesitates, goes up and in. They called it on the floor first.
No basket.
It's definitely off his feet.
Blair Taylor, foul 35. Ryan Oldendorf.
Foul on Oldendorf. His second. Team third. Brandow throws in Cernicki left wing. Up top, Olsen. Olsen to Wilds right wing. Gets to Brandow right corner. On the baseline, he works with it. Brandow feeds Cernicki on a nice pass. Cernicki left hand. Point blank shot, Ben Cernicki. 15-0 run by Royal. They lead at 36-24. Minute 22 to go, first half. Tramick head of the wheel between the legs, driving on Cernicki, who picked his pocket. Cernicki up at up and up. Up into the rack on Nisley. Lays it up and in. For Upena, another bucket. It's a 17-0 Royal run. They lead it by 14. Dummer back the other way. Tough fadeaway. Jumper is good. CJ Dummer with a heck of a shot to end the Royal run. 38-26 Royal, 53 seconds to go here in this opening half. Brandow to Upena. See if Royal looks like they're going to try to hold for the final shot here. Left wing Cernicki to Brandow, right sideline to Carter Upena up top. Back to Brandow. Brandow right sideline. A little bit more ball pressure now by Blair Taylor. 33 seconds to go. Brandow high on the right. Whatever swing cooling is, that's what Royals are running here. Olsen to the left side, up and up with 23 seconds to go. Up top, up and up high on the left side. A ball fake by up and up. Up and up, hands off Wilds with 15 seconds to go. Wilds with the basketball, the right side with 11, feeding it over to Carter, up and high on the left with 9. Up and gonna try to make his move on Nisley, and a whistle and a foul on Nisley. Blair Taylor does have a few fouls to give here.
43.
Although that's the second on Nisley. Lipke will check in with 5. He'll check in for Brandow. 5.5 seconds to go. First half, Royal by a dozen.
Blair Taylor, 23. Peyton Giordano back on the court.
Royal inbounding, baseline left. They get it in, up and on the baseline. Spins, double teamed. Kicks out right wing three. Cernicki, no good. And that's how the first half will end. Royal down three. Went on the 17-0 run. Blair Taylor hit the last bucket of the half. But Royal will take a 12-point lead into the halftime break. We'll be back. Recap the first half scoring, have thoughts and more right after this on Now 92 and a FM and WRJC.com. Welcome back to Now 92 and FM and WRJC.com from Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. Royal ending the opening half on a 17-2 run. They trail 24-21. They lead at halftime 38-26. The Royal turned up the pressure on defense, led to some easy buckets the other way as we recap the first half, scoring first for Blair Taylor. Ethan Nisley leading the way with 11 points. The key in that first half was when Carter Upena picked up the defense on Nisley and really limited Ethan Nisley. Ryan Oldendorf, 5 points for Blair Taylor. Hunter Wagner, Austin Thompson, each with 3. C.J. Dummer, Tavion Tramick, each with 2. 4, Royal, Carter Upena leading the way with 15. Trey Wilds had 8. Landon Lipke with 6. Carter Olsen with 5. Ben Cernicki with 4. Your halftime score, Royal 38, Blair Taylor 26. Royal ranked number 1, Blair Taylor ranked number 9 in Division 5. Welcome back. Royal ending that half on a 17-2 run.
What?
Commercial breaks. I could use some media timeouts in the second half.
Right.
There we go.
Royal ending that half on a 17-2 run to turn a 3-point deficit into a 12-point halftime lead. And we're ready to start the second half here. Number one versus number nine. Neutral site kind of feels like a sectional semifinal, sectional final type game. Not quite the environment that I hope we would have for a sectional semi-sectional final. A decent Royal crowd, a decent Blair Taylor crowd, but I would hope we'd have a full gymnasium for a sectional semifinal, sectional final between these two teams.
There we go.
I think if these two teams would play in the postseason, it would be in a sectional final. Obviously, both teams would have to get through some really good teams to get there, but both teams have the potential to. Cernicky over to Wilds. Royal starting with the basketball. Begin the second half. Up top, up and up. Sidesteps the defender. Feeds Cernicky in the lane. Bounces it to Olsen down low. Puts it up. No good. Lipke offensive rebound. Put back is good. From point blank range, Landon Lipke. Now with 8. 40-26 Royal. Royal with that big size advantage, and they've used it through the first 18 and a half minutes of this game. Oldendorf lost the handle. Wilds fighting for it, but it lands in the hands of Dummer and Blair Taylor. Feeds up top, Nisley driving, hooks it up and in somehow. Oh, what a move by Ethan Nisley. Nothing up and a for Royal could do about that. 40-28, Royal with the lead. A right wing, Cernicky thought about the three, gets it up and a right elbow. Back to Ben, he'll take the right wing three this time and he sticks it. Ben Cernicky from downtown. 43-28 Royal, right wing, they feed it to Nisley right of the wheel. Nisley working on up and a kick sell, three-pointer, Oldendorf off the rim, no good. Cernicky the rebound. Up ahead to Lipke. Lipke low on the left, flipping it up. Short, no good, got his own rebound, goes up, no, but a foul. Land into the free throw line to shoot a couple.
Wildcats foul, 35.
Landon Angel racing his way to the bucket.
First team foul half. Landon Lipke
missing a couple, getting his own rebounds, earning a trip to the free throw line. First free throw is good for Landon. He's now got 9. Right now, the only Panther player in double digits is Carter Upino with 15. Landon can join him with the second free throw. Second free throw, airborne and straight through for Landon. Part of this game he's very much improved on this season. Struggled against Hillsboro last week, but ended that game with a couple makes and starts this one off with 2 made free throws. 45-28 Royal by 17 in the lane. Nisley and a whistle and a foul on the floor on a Royal.
Royal foul, 34. Carter
foul on Carter Upnough. His first. Player like Nisley, if you got some to give, you use them on him. Nisley's that good. Flip up top on the inbound pass to Nisley. He'll take a straight on three. It's off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Karim Salipke. Up ahead, left side, up and up. Up and up to Wilds, left corner. He'll pop the three and hit. Trey Wilds, a slow start, but he has heated up. He is third three of the game. He's got 11, Royals lead is 20. 2 minutes in, second half, Schrammett driving, dishing Dummer left wing. Dummer slashing in the lane, flipping it up, and it's traveling violation. Coach Upnough pleading and getting the call. 3 seconds shy, 2 minutes in, Royal by 20. Blair Taylor gave him their best punch early in this game. Royals fought back, up and a spinning in the lane, flipping up, tough shot, left it short, no good. Schrammett the rebound, outlet pass left sideline to Dummer into the front court. Dummer, head of the wheel, flips it right wing. Wagner driving to the baseline, putting it up and in, count it. And a foul by Hunter Wagner.
Rolls out right shoulder, take away baseline, it's all there.
48-30, Royals lead down to 18. Foul on Carter Olsen, his first, team second. Free throw, no good. Cannot complete the 3-point play. Wilds the rebound, and not on the same page as Ben Cernicky on the far sideline. Wilds throws it out of bounds. 15:40 remaining, 38-20. Make it 48-30. Royal with the lead. Inbound pass to Dummer, backcourt baseline. He'll take it into the front court on Wilds. Flips it left wing, Nisley slashes in the lane. Picks up his dribble, dishes off left side, Wagner. Wagner up top, Nisley.
nicely driving right of the lane, flips it up high, up in the air, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Olsen and Royal. It'll stay with the Blair Taylor Wildcats. 48-30, Royal with the lead. Schrammick baseline right inbounding. Bounces it in, knocked out of bounds by Olsen. Trying to feed Wagner at the low post. Schrammick will inbound again. Baseline right, Tavion gets it in Nisley left wing. Nisley a ball fake, takes to the left elbow, picks up his dribble, dishes it back to Oldendorf left wing. Oldendorf guarded by Lipke, takes it into the lane on Lipke, now kicks out Wagner right wing. Wagner steps back right wing, three, he left it short, missed everything, no good. Oldendorf saves the rebound into a cutting Wagner, who cuts down the lane and lays it up and in. 48-32. Lipke left corner, throws up top Cernicki to Olsen right wing. Carter Olsen looking for a cutter, feeds Wilds mid post right into lane. Bounce it to Lipke, gathers, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Nisley, up ahead Wagner. Wagner corrals it, puts up short, no good. Rebound Cernicki. Royal with numbers the other way. Cernicki down the lane to the rack himself, lays up, no good. Wilds offensive rebound, putback is good. Trey Wilds, timeout Royal. We'll pick coach up in a approving of the defensive effort out there at the moment. 14:31 to go in the game. Royal leads at 50-32. Back in. Actually, we'll keep it here this time. 30-second timeout taken by the Panthers. I think it's kind of let down on the defensive end why this timeout was called by Coach Scott Upina. 32 points. That's a lot for Royal to give up. And guaranteed, it's a solid opponent, the ninth-ranked team currently in Division 5. But Coach Upina, this Royal team, they have a lot of defensive goals. They're not happy with having given up 32 points just a little over 20 minutes into this game. They would love to hold every team they play under 40 points, if not less. Inbound pass, left sideline, Schrammick. Royal, some token backcourt pressure. Tavion, a fantastic baseball pitcher. Pretty solid basketball player as well. Takes it into the front court. Nisley gets the ball. Left elbow jumper is sweet for Nisley.
2 points, Ethan Nisley.
He is tough to stop. 50-34, Royal by 16. Olsen through traffic, catches right wing. Gets to Wilds, right corner, sidesteps the defender, pulls up 16-footer. Right wing off the mark, no good. Rebound, Oldendorf and Blair Taylor. Blair Taylor trying to fight their way back into this one. Feed for Nisley, out of the wheel. Nisley hands it off to Schrammick between the wheels. Schrammick throws Dummer left wing. Dummer, down low pass, not the way by Olsen, into the hands of Trey Wilds. Trey back the other way. Trey to Olsen between the wheels to up in the left wing. He'll take a deep three and splash it. Carter up and up from distance. Might have hit that one from Briggsville. 53-34, Royal by 19. Into the corner, Wagner. Wagner, a pass up top. Nisley trying to drive, spins, putting up a tough shot. Missed it off the side, rim wide left, no good. Rebound, up and up, pushing back down the right sideline for Royal. Up and up, feeds Olsen between the circles to Cernicki. Cernicki to Wilds left wing. Wilds flips it over right side, Olsen on the skip pass. Olsen up and up, left of the wheel to Lipke left wing. Down low pass to Cernicki. Cernicki low on the left, working with it. Puts it up over Schrammick, no good. Got his own rebound, goes up. That one spun off, no good. Rebound loose and fought for, and it's Blair Taylor pulling down the rebound
hold
and getting fouled.
Hold on.
Velasquez and Brandau will check in for Royal. Replacing Wilds and Olsen. Foul on Ben Cernicki, his second. Team third. 53-34, Royal with the lead. 12:49 to go in this one. Inbound pass to Nisley in the corner. Throws it to midcourt to Wagner, who enters the forecourt. Hands it back off to Nisley, who gathers right sideline. Nisley sizing up, up and up, flips over left side, Schrammick. Schrammick driving past Cernicki, lays it up, and it bounced off, no good. Rebound to Royal, up and up, pushing back the other way. Bounce pass for Brandau, cutting the rack. His shot is blocked away by Blair Taylor. Nisley down the right sideline, weaves his way down the lane to the rack, flipping it up over Cernicki, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Dummer gets it, puts it up and in, count it, and a foul.
He will shoot one.
53-36. Blair Taylor within 17, a chance to get within 16 again. Cernicky checking out. That foul was on Upina, his second. Braxton Board in for Royal. Dummer free throw, airborne, short, no good. Upina clears for Royal. Upina sitting on 18 points, takes it into the front court, right side, gets to Brandall, left side, to Velasquez, down low, Lipke, low and left, putting it up short, no good. Good defense by Oldendorf. Here comes Blair Taylor the other way, nicely behind the back. Nicely right sideline up top, sends it over, Dummer left of the wheel, and the lane kicks out nicely right wing. He'll try to drive on Upina, Upina six with him. Nicely, tough shot, blocked out of bounds by Carter Upina. 6 minutes, 9 seconds in second half. Royal leads at 53-36. They inbound it right side nicely. Nicely guarded by Upina. He'll put it up over Upina for three, and it rimmed off no good. Rebound loose gathered by Velasquez and Royal. Getting it in the hands of Brandow down the right sideline into the front court. Feeds Braxton Board, nearly walked with it. Skips over left side, Velasquez to up in the left wing. Bounce pass down low, Board hooking it up over Oldendorf, no good. Lipke offensive rebound, put back off the window and in for Landon Lipke. Lipke with a dozen. 55-36 Royal, 11:20 to go in this game. Right side, Oldendorf, guarded by Lipke, taking it into Lena on Lipke, spins, putting it up over Lipke, off the heel and in for Oldendorf. And now Royal throwing it away on the inbound pass. Blair Taylor trying to work themselves back into this game. Down by 17, 11:08 to go. Unforced turnovers like that will help get Blair Taylor back into this game. Schrammick into the front court. Schrammick working on the freshman Braxton Board. High on the right side. Board sticking with the senior Schrammick. Schrammick top of the key now, still with the dribble. Board knocked it away. In the hands of Oldendorf, who gets it back to Schrammick. Now back to Oldendorf, left wing. Oldendorf guarded by Carter Olsen, working on him. And up and knocks it away and picks up the loose ball. And are we going to foul on Blair Taylor? We did. Goes against Oldendorf, his third. Make it his fourth.
Second team five.
Second.
New guys.
Austin Thompson in for Oldendorf. Not a lot of size on this Blair Taylor team. That fourth foul on Oldendorf really hurts them. Schrammick probably the tallest player at 6'2", but he kind of plays more like a guard. Up and up between the circles, flips at Velasquez left sideline, hounded by Nicely, gets it to Board mid-post left. Board with the dribble, kicks out Brandow right wing, to back to Board right side. Board to Brandow, Brandow. Gets to Velasquez, left of the wheel. Velasquez, tough bounce pass down low, Board. Kicks out right wing three, Brandow is good. Seth Brandow from downtown.
Seth Brandow.
58-38, Royal back on top by 20. Dummer into the front court, hands off Schrammick. Schrammick feeds in the corner. Wagner for three is good for the answer. Time out, Coach Storley and Blair Taylor. 10:04 to go. Second half. Royal 58, Blair Taylor 41. We're back right after this.
Full timeout.
Awful.
And nobody has three
times. Nope.
8 minutes in the second half, Royal by 17 with the basketball, 58-41 over number 9, ranked Blair Taylor. Board up top, Velasquez to Brandow high on the left side, bounces to Olsen left wing. Refeeding Brandow, bounce over Velasquez to up in our right wing. Down low, tough pass, Olsen had it knocked away by Wagner. Blair Taylor into the hands and nicely back the other way. Nicely right side into the front court, guarded by Upina, hands off C.J. Dummer. Dummer behind the back, right elbow extended, feeds nicely, nicely down low pass. Tramick turning around in the lane, nicely defended by Board, has to kick it out to the right side. Dummer, good defense by Braxton Board. Pass knocked away, but Wagner got it back for Blair Taylor. The nicely left wing, working on Upina, down to the left block, a little jump step, puts it up and in over Upina. Ethan Nisley is tough. He's got 17. 43-58, Royals lead is at 15. Upina bounced it over Brandow right wing to Olsen right corner. Down low, Upina, low on the right, has to gather. Now bounce it back to Olsen right wing. Olsen bounced it down low and a foul called on Blair Taylor. I think they got Dummer. They did.
Wildcats foul, 25.
His first, team third. Cernicky checking in for Royal, replacing Carter Upina. Royal just, they got those numbers. You can give your better players a breather at times. Brandow trying to inbound. He'll lob it way into the midcourt line to Carter Olsen to step into the backcourt to retrieve it. Olsen with the dribble. Olsen hands off Board high on the left side. Board bounce it, left sideline Brandow. Brandow up top and left sideline. Working with the dribble, driving left of the lane. Now lost his footing, and they're gonna call a foul on Blair Taylor on a push. It goes against Austin Thompson, his first, team fourth. Brandow baseline right to inbound. Gets it in Cernicky left corner. Cernicky working on nicely. Picks up his dribble, feeds Olsen up top between the circles. Olsen a dribble and a feed to Brandow. Thought about the deep three. Now feeds Velasquez right wing. An errant pass that caroms all the way to the right sideline where Wagner knocked it out of bounds. It will, fortunately for Royal, stay with the Panthers. 8:21 to go. Royal on top by 15. They've led by as many as 20 in the second half. Brandow throws in Cernicky, low and left. Gets by Dummer. Reverse layup up and in by Ben Cernicky. He's got 9. 60-43 Royal. Nicely right wing, guarded by Brandow. He'll put it up over Brandow for 3. Too strong, no good. Long rebound out to Brandow. Outlet feed to Velasquez, right side. Velasquez driving to the rack, lays it up, and in Dylan Velasquez. Into the bucket goes Dylan. 62-43 Royal by 19. This is largely with the bench in there for Royal. 3 out of the 5 are bench players for the Panthers. Nicely driving in the lane, putting up short, no good. Good defense by Brandow, who pulls down the rebound. Left sideline, Brandow will slow it down into the front court. Feeds Velasquez left wing. Bounce pass, Cernicky gathers in the lane, turning around on Dummer, kicks out Velasquez. A feed to Brandow high in the left. Brandow dribbles the right side, feeds over Braxton Board. Board or right of the wheel. Works out the defender, now they work it over left side. Olsen bounce it down low, Brandow. Brandow in the lane, and he will force it up over top of the backboard and out of bounds. Brandow kind of no man's land, tried to draw the foul and threw it away. 7:12 to go in the game. Royal on top, 62-43. Peyton Bernadette into the game for Blair Taylor. Royal, same five in there. Cernicky, Brandow, Board, Olsen, Velasquez. Thompson, right wing, hands off nicely between the circles. Ethan nicely, left-handed dribble, now crosses over to the right hand, picks up his dribble, feeds it over Schrammick, left of the wheel. Schrammick gets to the mid post. Working with it is Bernadette, and now a shot put up, count it, and a foul. And that is Bernadette getting the shot to fall. And then make it Thompson. Earning a trip to the free throw line.
After the shot, a foul on Royal 40, Dan Velasquez. His third and the team's fifth.
The foul is away from the basket. Austin Thompson getting credit for the bucket for Blair Taylor.
Who was it? I'm sorry. Bye.
Inbound pass to Thompson. Kicks it over. Oldendorf. Oldendorf. Slashing in the lane. Picks up his dribble. Bounces it down in the corner. Working with his Bernadette. Kicks it out to Oldendorf. Pass down low. Nearly knocked away. Nisley comes out of there with it. Nisley, right elbow extended. Stepping back. Three-pointer. Too strong. No good. Rebound. Velasquez fighting off his own teammate. Up and up for the rebound. Under 7 to go, Royal by a 16. Up and into Velasquez, thought about the deep three, feeds Olson to Brandow, left corner. Brandow looking down low for Board, doesn't have him, holds at the hip, now feeds Board up top. Board to Velasquez, he'll take it right of the circle, three off the rim, no good. Schrammick the rebound for the Wildcats. Schrammick back the other way, bounces it to Bernadette, who finds a curling Nisley right elbow. Nisley in the lane, working on up and up, flipping it up, over up and up, and in.
Nisley with a basket.
Nisley with 19. Royals lead down to 14. Blair Taylor, do they have a run in them, a push in them to end this game? Brandow bounces Velasquez, low on the right block. Velasquez working on Bernadette, gets by, flips it up, right hand up and in. Nice post move, Dylan Velasquez. Not just a shooter. 64-48 Royal. 5.5 to play in the game. Schrammick high on the right side, gets it in Nisley, guarded by up and up. Nisley working, step back right elbow, now steps in, flips it up, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Carter Olson and Royal. In the hands of Carter, up and up. Up and up, right of the wheel, gets it to Olson, to Brandow, left wing. Brandow holds right hip. Brandow, bounce it down low, Olson, low in the left block, working on Schrammick. Kicking out, up and up, up and up, finds it wide open. Velasquez for three, this time it's good. He went in the low post, now he's open on the wing and drills a three. 67-48, Royal back on top by 19. Schrammick working on the freshman board, who's guarded him very well in this game. Right side Nisley with the basketball. Guarded by up and up, it's been a good matchup. Over to Schrammick, left wing. Schrammick slashing, spinning in the lane. Putting it up left hand, short, no good. Rebound, up and up. Carter up and up, pushing back the other way. Up and up, feeding wide open. Brandow lays it up and in low on the right. Timeout taken by Royal. A substitution, I believe, timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:25 to go, Royal by 21, 69-48.
Justin Ann Fieldhouse has a sister business, Justin Ann Impressions. Featuring uniforms, championship shirts, team stores, sports equipment, and more. Head to justagame.com to find out more information on Justin Ann Impressions.
They said number 5 made that basket. I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I was...
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I was trying to say number 5, not...
I saw that. It's like, okay, I got it.
.425 remaining in this game. Royal trailed early in this one, but they have been in control since about the 7-minute mark or so of the opening half. They ended the first half on a 17-2 run. They've led by, this is their largest lead actually, of the afternoon, 21 points. They led by 12 at halftime. That's as close as Blair Taylor's been in the second half. Inbound pass to Bernadette. Bernadette into the front court, feeds nicely. Stelgar by up and a nicely to the elbow. Feeds it to Thompson. Thompson to the mid post, kicks out to Oldendorf. Oldendorf, top of the key, angle into the right side. Hands off Schrammick, who could not handle on the sideline. Far sideline, out of bounds, turnover. Schrammick's had a tough game. Got a chance to call quite a few of his baseball games during the summers. He plays on the Toma team that has a lot of Scenic Bluffs kids on it. He is a terrific baseball player. Feed to Wilds to Velasquez, left wing. Velasquez has had a strong second half. Feed up top to Cernicky. Cernicky throws it over Lipke to up in the right wing. Up and up, looking down low, doesn't have anything. Angles the left side with the dribble. Now scoops it to Velasquez, right wing. Velasquez bounces it down low, Wilds. Wilds putting it up over Bernadette and in.
Wilds
with 15 points in this game. 71-48 Royal, 3.5 to go. Oldendorf into the front court for Blair Taylor. Oldendorf to the right wing. Oldendorf flips up top nicely. Nicely ahead of the wheel. Swings over Bernadette, left elbow. He'll drive, spinning low in the left block over Velasquez, who stuffed him and took it away. Oh, Dylan Velasquez with the facial. 3:16 to go, Royal by 23. Bounce pass Wilds. See if they feed Velasquez, directing traffic as Trey on the right wing. Feeds it up top, Lipke. Lipke to Upina high on the left. Upina swings it over left side, Cernicki down low, Wilds, mid post left. Bounce it to Lipke, wide open, reverse layup is good. Landon Lipke on the feed for Trey Wilds. 73-48 Royal. Blair Taylor up ahead, Bernadette. Gets it in the corner, Wagner. Wagner worked on Cernicki, who knocked it away into the hands of Bernadette, left corner. Feeds it to Oldendorf, right elbow jumper, dances in off the front iron. Ryan Oldendorf. 73-50 Royal, 2.5 to play. Up and up into the front court. Up and up picks up his dribble, feeds Wilds left sideline. Wilds curls the right side with a dribble, bounces Cernicki right wing. Cernicki to Velasquez right corner, refeeding Cernicki to up and a high on the left. Over to Lipke left wing. Lipke to up and a high on the left side. Up and to Velasquez left wing. Feeding it down low, Lipke turns around, goes up, missed it, no good. Rebound comes down to CJ Dummer and Blair Taylor. Dummer the other way, down the lane, and nearly walked, throws up wildly, no good. Good defense again by Dylan Velasquez. Back the other way, up and up into the front court. Carter up and up with the dribble. Between the circles, a minute 43 to go in the game. Royal in front by 23. Lipke left sideline, down low. Cernicki mid post left. Throws a tough pass. Caught head of the wheel by Wilds over to Velasquez. Down low, Cernicki turns around, puts up left hand, dances off, no good. Lipke offensive rebound, put back, no. Ball pinballed out from left wing, and Wilds offensively with the rebound. Minute 22 to go, Royal on top by 23. Wilds to up and on high on the left side. Cole Eberhardt will check in for the Panthers at the dead ball, which we get right now. Blair Taylor will completely empty their bench. Velasquez checks out. Velasquez, a really good second half. Rock Price going to check in as well for the Panthers. He'll replace Carter Upina. Now Colby Schrader will check in. John Mullenkamp will check in. Royal, a good win here tonight. This afternoon against number 9 and D5. Blair Taylor has made some substitutions as well. Travis Pettis into the game. Wild Stillen gets it high left side for Royal. He's guarded by Travis Pettis. Also, Brady Thompson in for Blair Taylor. Wild's working down the lane of the rack. Lays up short, no good. Pettis the rebound. Pettis pushing back the other way, bounces over to the right side, into the hands of Colin Johnson.
Go down there.
Johnson to Pettis, right wing, Mason Morissette will check in for Royal. Pass down low, stolen away by Cole Eberhardt. Under a minute to go, a feed to the right side, Schrader. To Mullenkamp, and a substitution timeout taken by Royal.
We're just gonna sub.
Big Mo, Mason Morissette checking in for Royal, replacing Trey Wilds. Royal inbound, Colby Schrader in front of his own bench. Gets it in Eberhardt high on the right side with 44 seconds to go. This is the most points scored against Royal here by Blair Taylor tonight. Bounce pass, head of the wheel, Schrader. Schrader to Morissette, left wing. Put it up, Mason. He's guarded out there by Jack Anderson. The O-Dog, Owen Dietrich about ready to check in for Royal. Up top, Eberhardt with 24 seconds. If there's a dead ball, and nearly is, the ball knocked into the backcourt by Blair Taylor, picked up by Eberhardt. 16 seconds to go, Eberhardt with the basketball. Eberhardt to Price high on the left side, 10 seconds to go. And over to the left side, Price. Price feeds Eberhardt left elbow. Eberhardt will dribble out the clock, feeding Schrader left sideline, and that's how this one will end. Royal beating number 9 by 23. We'll take a break, come back with the Clark Power Sport Group of Hillsboro postgame report right after this on Now 92 and FM and WRJC.com. Clark Power Sport Group of Hillsboro, your local leader in Kawasaki's side-by-side GTVs, ATVs of all makes and models. For the best deals, visit Clark Power Sport Group. Number 1 Royal defeating number 9 Blair Taylor, 73-50.
Boys and girls basketball action.
Royal then went on a 17-2 first half run to end that first half and seize control of the game and never really challenged by Blair Taylor in the second half. We'll have some post-game interviews, I believe, coming up here shortly, but recapping the scoring. First four, Blair Taylor. Ethan Nisley, he was tough tonight. 19 points in this game to lead all scorers. 10 points from Hunter Wagner in this game. Ryan Oldendorf had 9. 6 points from Austin Thompson. 4 from C.J. Dummer. 2 from Tavion Schrammick. Travis Pettis, Colin Johnson, Peyton Bernadette, Josh Anderson, Brady Thompson all played, did not score for the Blair Taylor Wildcats. For Royal, leading the way, Carter Upenow with 18 points, 15 of them in the second half. He got a lot of help scoring in that second half. Trey Wilds had 15, Landon Lipke had 14, 9 from Ben Cernicky, 7 from Dylan Velasquez, 5 from Carter Olson, 5 from Rex, 5 from Seth Brandow. Cole Eberhardt, Raxenbord, both played but did not score. Have our post-game interviews here. Who are we going to start off with, Trey? All right. Start off with Trey Wilds. Trey, the first 5-6 minutes of this game, they were rough minutes for you. What happened to get you to turn around and play some really good basketball down the stretch of this game?
I mean, the team gave me some positive vibes and energy, so I just try to feed off that and make myself better for the team.
Do you kind of know when your three-point shot's going to fall or when it leaves? Do you know because you were silking them after that rough start?
I mean, I have a good idea that sometimes it's going to go in and feels off the hand, but most of the time it feels good, so half time goes in.
You got punched in the mouth again by a good Blair Taylor team, they're ranked number 9. What were you guys able to do differently to make that run in the first half and seize control of this game?
I mean, our defense really helped stop them. Our defense was the key tonight. I would say it definitely shocked them, and they haven't seen a good defense like we have.
All right. Is it nice to play a top 10 ranked team, especially some of the competition has been a little lackluster for you guys? All right, Craig, congratulations. We'll see you Monday against Boston. All right, got Dylan Velasquez now. Dylan, I got to ask you this. He had some nice post moves, he had a three-point bucket, and he had a big-time block. What do you say was your favorite part of those series of plays?
Probably that block, because I'm not known to block shots, and yeah, it felt good, it felt really good.
I know you're primarily known as a shooter, but you got some nice post moves as well. Is that something you worked on in the last year? Is that part of your game you've always have, and we've just now noticed it?
I feel like I've always had that, the post bag, but I don't really get to show it off because I'm mostly on the perimeter. But yeah, I felt good to get that little post move in.
How tough is it to play back-to-back games, but how nice is it too because it prepares you for the postseason when you have those regional semifinals, regional finals back-to-back?
I will say it's not really tough on us because we condition throughout the year and we're ready for them. But what was that second part, sorry?
Does it kind of stimulate the postseason for you guys?
Yeah, it does. It gets us prepared for those short practices, the short days we have practices, and yeah, just really gets us ready for those games back to back.
Is this game you were gearing up for, especially when you see Blair Taylor comes in ranked in the top 10 as well?
Yeah, we've been ready for him since we saw him on the schedule. And yeah, we're always ready for everyone, but you know, it's one that we definitely circled for sure.
All right, Dylan, congratulations. We'll see you Monday against Boston.
All right, thank you.
All right, finally, head coach Scott Upenow.
Scott, this is definitely a game that has kind of a sectional, semifinal, sectional, final feel against a very good Blair Taylor team. They came out punching, and like we talked about before, you guys need to see more of that teams come out and battling you guys.
Yeah, no, they're a good solid ball club, obviously. I think they're sitting at 12-3, right? At 12-4 now or whatever. Two losses against a very, very good CFC team. They played very tough the other night, and then a last second shot against Osseo, who was ranked in D3, I think, at the time. So, very, very solid game. You know, no different than a lot of the other teams. They came out, and they gave us a good bunch of energy to start with. You know, resilience is one of the big things I've been talking about this team with, is how do you handle that resilience when they come out and you do get punched in the mouth, and how do you respond to that? Obviously, I was very happy with what I saw today, and the fact that they did take their best punch. And, you know, we were still standing there at the end, and we stayed resilient with what our game plan was and what we do defensively. I know that they're probably at what held them to about 50 or so. That's a team that averages in the 70s, I believe. So, you know, we certainly did a good job of making them uncomfortable. And then offensively, we moved the ball very well. Obviously, got the ball down the post quite a bit. Could have been mismatches, which is what we work on, what we do.
Ethan Nicely, number 3 for Blair Taylor. You can't really stop him. You just can try to slow him down. I felt like Carter gave him his all, and it was able to at least slow him down a little bit, although Nicely still hit some unbelievable shots.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. Yeah, we made the decision at halftime just to make a little bit of switch on it. You know, Carter did a good job keeping him a little bit more uncomfortable. He's got a little bit more length, and obviously, you know, he stayed on his right shoulder, but when he gets downhill, he's a tough matchup to have. He's so strong. He's physical. He finishes well with both hands, so, you know, he's a tough kid. One of the better guards we've seen this year, so, you know, I was happy with how, for the most part, you know, he's averaging just over 19 or 20, so he still hit his average, but I felt like he had to work for him a little bit more today.
Trey got off to a really rocky start in this game. I heard you yell at him once to slow things down, and it must have worked for him because he settled in and had a very nice game.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I constantly am preaching to them, you know, we want to play fast, but we also want to play under control. Sometimes I tell them, just relax and let the game come to you a little bit. You know, we want to push in transition, we want to score, but if it's not there, it doesn't necessarily mean we take a quick shot. At that point, typically we want to reverse the ball, get a back screen or something that gets us going towards the bucket if we don't have an advantage. So, you know, Trey's one of our best shooters. And he had a little bit of a slump earlier this year where I think he was having a little bit of a confidence issue, and I had to kind of pull him aside and say, hey, you need to still continue to look for your shots and shoot the ball with confidence. You just need to pick your spots a little bit more appropriately. And he's done that in the last, you know, 3 to 4 games. And, you know, he's a tough matchup because he's, as you can see, he can also go down in the post. And, you know, he plays well around the rim, and he jumps very, very well. So he does create some problems.
I know off the bench, Seth and Dylan had the points off the bench, but Braxton Board, he was guarding a senior, a very athletic senior, who I see a lot on the baseball field during the summer, Davion Schrammick, and he was blocking him up defensively. I know Schrammick's not the go-to scorer for Blair Taylor, but Braxton's defense was really good tonight.
Yeah, you know, for a freshman, he's got a pretty good basketball IQ. What I love about him is that he does whatever I ask him, and he does 100 miles an hour. Obviously, for him, it's about a learning curve and getting the game to slow down a little bit. Still play fast, but getting it to slow down in his mind. It's tough for any freshman to get to that point where the game comes to you a little bit naturally, which is also what I kind of tell him. Is, you know, when you get into the game, find the flow, find your spot in it. But tonight, defensively, he's quick. He's got a pretty good basketball IQ. And obviously, when he comes in off the bench like that, any production that you get from him offensively is a bonus. But what he does for us defensively is just, you know, we don't skip much of the beat when those guys come in.
Obviously, this simulates a little bit that regional, semifinal, regional, final type when he played back-to-back nights like this. But neutral site, that's got to give kind of a sectional feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's one of the things that obviously I wanted to see how we would respond to. To be honest with you, I wasn't overly happy with our effort last night. Just a little lackluster, I'll say. But I challenged them a little bit. They responded in a way that was. For those seniors, you need to realize they're looking down at a month or less of the season depending upon how far they go into the tournament stretch. So, you know, every minute that they have on the court matters. And more of a, you know, more specifically, when you deal with some adversity, how do you respond to that? Well, I wanted to see how they responded today to some of my challenges that I gave them last night today. Obviously, they responded pretty well today, a very focused effort, and I'm very proud of how they did play.
You got kind of a unique perspective. You guys have gathered a lot of media attention. I know some of the local TV stations have had stories about you recently. You got a unique perspective because back in your day, a lot of eyes were on your team having Sam Oakey. Even ESPN did an interview. Do you use that experience that you had as a high schooler and try to kind of preach that to these kids, not to get too much caught up into it?
You know, I think I draw on it from my own experience. I don't talk about it with the kids. This is their moment, but, if I can in any way, shape, or form guide them through that process of having a little bit more light on them and, having a little bit more, focus from the media or whatever. But, at the same time, I also look at it and go, as much as I don't want distractions and so forth, I also look at it and say, I think they've earned a little bit of it. So, but again, it's being simulated. These guys have been here, so I don't expect it to be an issue where it becomes an animosity thing or, guys are taking a look at the media or their heads are getting too big or whatever phrase you want to talk about, focusing on the game and making sure that that's what matters in the end, and they've done so far. But yeah, I do draw a little bit on some of my experience and what that was like. And keeping them grounded at the same time as enjoying the moment is sometimes difficult to balance, but I think they've done a good job of it.
All right, this is a big game tonight, a big win for you guys. We'll see you Monday against Boston. They got a good freshman. Always, it's an inter-county rivalry. Never know what can happen.
Yeah. Their record is not necessarily indicative of how good they are. They've lost some close games to very good teams. And obviously they have a pretty good ball player in Navis Boy. He's tough. I've seen him on film. I've seen him in the summertime. He's good, but to be honest with you, it'll be a different type of challenge than what we've seen so far this year, which is good for our kids to have to prepare for somebody a little bit different like that. But they also have some other kids that can contribute. It's certainly something that we're looking forward to.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you Monday. It's not that far away. Congratulations, a big win tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Coach Scott Upman, we'll take one last break. Wrap things up for the day right after this on Now 92 and FM and WRJC.com. Back after this. Yeah. Not sticking around for these games.
Nice job.
Welcome back to the Clark Power Sport Group of Hillsboro post-game report. Your final again, number one, Royal 73, number nine, Blair Taylor 50. Recapping the score in this one, and actually we already did that, so we can just name our Bank of Boston player of the game. And for the Royal Panthers, your player of the game in this one, we'll give it to Carter Upena, 18 points to lead the team. Also was able to at least slow down Blair Taylor's Ethan Nisley in this game. Carter Upena, your Bank of Boston player of the game. The Bank of Boston helping our community grow, member FDIC. That'll wrap up today's action. Royal splitting the doubleheader. The girls played well, but ultimately fell. Only 53-42 is the final in that one. The boys in a top 10 matchup, they garner the 73-50 victory over the Blair Taylor Wildcats. I'd like to thank everyone here at Just the Game Fieldhouse in Dells for letting us come and broadcast this game. Thanks, as always, to Coach Scott Upena for joining us in the postgame. Dylan Velasquez, Trey Wilds also in the postgame here. Thank you for all of them. I'm Mike Baker wishing you a great rest of your weekend. This has been a presentation of Scenic Bluffs Athletics on Now 92 and FM and WRJC.com. Once again, your final in the boys' game, Royal 73, Blair Taylor 50. Thank you for listening.
Clear.
Yeah.